I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian's on the line right now, owner and operator, DenverDollLimited.com.
I have so many questions. So the idea, hold on, I'll let him explain it to you.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm gonna buy a laser!
But now,
as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day!
DenverDollLimited.com. It's DenverDoll LTD. Now, Brian is the owner. And questions. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, the first thing is, as soon as I saw this, I looked at Jake and I go, come on, Jake, is this real? Is this a real business? This is a real thing. You're telling us this is a genuine thing, not one of those fantastic hoaxes that you see perpetrated online.
No, it's definitely a real thing. It's growing in popularity. And, the sex doll, the realistic sex doll business is a real thing.
Wow. When did you open?
So we started the business, opened the business in January 2019.
Mm. Got it. How's it been going? I mean, now explain this to the listeners. You can have one of those super high end. These are like how much these dolls cost? Like $6,000-$7,000 bucks.
They can cost up to that amount. The dolls that we have, they cost around $2,000.
And these are the super hyper-realistic ones. And a lot of these come out of St. Louis.
You know, I'm not too, I don't have a lot of information on that. I know the dolls that we particularly have, there's a manufacturer in California that make them for us. But it's good to know that there's a sex doll manufacturer in St. Louis.
Yeah, we interviewed the guy. I can't remember the name of the
1 a.m. doll.
1 a.m. or I am. Or I am. Yeah. So the I am or 1 a.m. it's I. Doll, and they make some pretty amazing ones. But these are the new things. We have a friend, by the way, Brian, who works on this show, and his buddy will not come on. But is all I've seen the pictures. He keeps a doll around his house, and it's not a joke. He treats her very much like a person, and that is his thing. He'll never stop by the show and let us interview him, even with a voice changer. There's a lot of people that are into this.
There is. I mean, there's so many different reasons why people are into it. And you just really can't pinpoint one reason. Now, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's great for self-love, to help you get back in touch with yourself or help you know yourself. It teaches you how to love by using sex dolls.
Well, why not? Why would I care whether somebody wants to do it? I mean, you know, it's nobody's hurting anyone. Now, let's go through this process. You go to your website, Denver Doll. LTD.com. You look at the sex doll collection and you decide, I want whoever, Natasha with the tattoo. She's the first one that comes up. And I request a reservation, $225 for 2 hours, correct?
Correct.
Now, what happens then?
So at that point, when you're requesting a reservation, on the top portion of that reservation form, You can select if you want an in call, and you, there's a drop down box, and there's a list of hotels, and you find the one that's convenient for you. Now, and if you want us to deliver to you, on the bottom part of the form, it'll let you know for delivery. You put in the address, whether it's your home address or whatever your place of residence is. It could be a different hotel that we don't actually service to. And then once you submit that form, you will receive an email for you to confirm your reservation. There's a credit card authorization form. There's a total price, and there's an itinerary of what you requested. And once that's completed, and let's say it's an in-call, then we set the doll up at the hotel of your choice. We have her in the lingerie of your choice, the hair color of your choice, and we leave the room key behind the Do Not Disturb sign, and 15 minutes before your reservation, we send you the room number.
Wow. So this is, you say you do this, do you do this in conjunction with the hotel, or they just don't know about it?
Oh, so the so we have several hotels that we use. So we the hotel is included in that price. You don't have to pay anything extra for a room.
So but they know what's going on.
The hotel, they really don't know. I mean, it's very discreet.
Okay.
You know, when the clients go to the hotel, they just look like someone who's staying at the hotel.
Right.
Which I had a question in transporting the doll, whether it's, you know, coming from your place to the hotel or to the house. What is the doll transported in? I mean, is it like
a crate?
Like, yeah, a crate, a bag of some sort? Obviously, can you see the doll, or is it obviously hidden within?
That's a good question. It's a black travel case, so it's typically a hard case. You can't see inside of it. And if we're delivering to someone's house, normally they give us delivery instructions. They may say, hey, drop it off at the garage or drop it off at the front door and ring the doorbell. You know, so then that's what we would do. And we let if it's dropping it off at the garage door, we'll let the client know, like, hey, it's been dropped off at your garage door. And at the end of the reservation, they just set it back where we dropped it off at, and we retrieved the doll. So no one knows what's in the case.
And so a guy goes to his hotel room. He checks in. You leave the key behind the Do Not Disturb. You get in there, and then she's set up for you. And then you just walk away, and then you guys go back, and you leave the key. I guess you have two keys, and then you guys just go grab her out of the room.
Yeah, they don't even have to check into the hotel. So all they would do is go straight to the hotel room and turn over the Do Not Disturb sign, grab the key, and go right into the room for their 2 hours. And typically there's a text message that's sent to the client maybe 15 minutes before their reservation will end, and let them know, like, hey, there's 15 minutes left for in your reservation.
Fantastically crazy.
Our staff will be in the room to retrieve the doll at, you know, what, at a certain time.
Right. It's fantastic.
You know, give them a heads up.
Yeah. So let's just get down to the weird part. Now, have you ever had a doll be damaged? Have you ever had to, like, go after a guy and go, hey, man, what did you do with this? And Jake said that you tell them they have to wear condoms, but obviously nobody's going to be there.
Right. We do recommend it. You know, it's a good practice.
Sure.
However, it's at your discretion, whether you use it or not. So yeah. We do provide condoms, and we provide lubricants as well.
Yeah.
So, to get back to your question about the damage, most of the clients take really good care of the dolls, but we did have a few clients that got, like, extremely rough with the dolls and caused some severe damage, which is kind of hard to do. It seemed like it would have to be your intention to damage the doll to the degree that we've seen, you know?
Right, and, right. Someone's working out some terrible interior issues.
What was that?
Somebody's working out some terrible issues.
Maybe, and if so, then I'd rather they work it out on a doll than an actual person.
Amen.
Fact, man, yes.
What are the other reasons, I'm sorry, that people have, if they've told you at all, that they wanted to rent the dolls, whether it be because they're lonely or whether, you know, they're a couple or...
Yeah, three ways.
So I'll give you a few. One couple, I guess I could say one couple, but there was a couple who were interested in adding a woman to their relationship, but the woman didn't know how she would react to it. So the sex doll was a way to slowly work a woman into their relationship if that was something that she was comfortable with.
Yeah.
Wow. So now, did you ever find out if it worked for him? Did he ever get a live woman involved?
I have no idea. I haven't spoke to that client about it. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully he'll give a call or his wife will give a call and let me know and let us know how it went. But it would be great to know.
So there's no, obviously there's no law against this. You can rent out a doll and, you know, whatever somebody does with it is up to them, right? It's not a person. It's not sex trafficking. There's no brothel here. We're not, I'm just trying to figure out if there's any kind of, if you had anybody go after you legally and try to stop you.
No, we haven't had any of those issues, which is awesome. The thing about it is, it's not illegal. It's perfectly legal. It's not an actual person. So, I mean, there shouldn't be anything, any reason someone feels that it's, you know, wrong to do, you know. So, yeah, we haven't had any issues with it.
How great. It's just some dude is so tired of his regular life, he just starts having a straight-up affair with one of these dolls in Denver. He's just having him, like, once or twice a month. He's like, I'll meet you at the hotel. Finally, his wife tracks him down, kicks the door open. She's like, show me this hussy. And you've just been banging a sex doll the whole time. You're like, I just needed something, anything.
I mean, absolutely. You know, and then, like, there's another client. He's married, but him using a sex doll, he doesn't feel like he's cheating on his wife. And he said it helps him appreciate his wife more by using the sex doll.
Huh.
And I was curious of, like, how is that? So I guess the best way to put it, like, if you go into a, let's say all you eat is chicken all your life, right?
Right.
And you go and have a steak one day. The next day you go back to eat the chicken doesn't taste the same, you know, because you tried something different and you're able to value what the chicken actually tastes like.
You're a dude, I'm a guy, we all know this thing. Like, you love somebody, you make them a promise, and you try your best to hold on to that promise. The truth of the matter is, there's not a guy born who is super happy having sex with the same girl all the time. Now, you love people, you honor your promise, and then that's what it is. But any guy who says, I never wanted to ever sleep with another person than my own wife, I never thought about it, I'm not telling people they would, I'm saying you never had the urge, is a straight-up lying son of a bitch.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah, it's only natural. You know, yeah.
It is natural. You know, that's just who we are. And a lot of people are afraid. I guess society makes it kind of hard for people to really embrace who they truly are.
God.
You know, and I think with the whole sex doll service, it allows people to embrace who they are.
Can you imagine? You know, you have such a bitchy wife, you end up banging this doll. Then she catches you because she thinks you really have an affair. Then she knows you were banging the doll. Now she throws that into the mix every time you get into an argument. Why don't you go bang your plastic whore?
You know, and then he might just say, I will, because you're not giving me this attitude.
There it is.
You know what she says to me? Nothing.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's so good. It's so weird. If you joined the show just now, DenverDollLTD.com, you're in the Denver area. And you guys, by the way, here's another weird thing about Denver. They just started selling, there's a certain area you can buy mushrooms encapsulated, like in gel caps, like in dosage now, you know, psilocybin. I mean, Denver, you guys, for real, you guys have got everything going on right now.
We do. That's the first time I heard that. I had no idea.
I may or may not have had a buddy go by and pick some up.
Well, it's good to know, because that makes for, I got to research that now and find out a little bit more information.
Listen, Denver's a fun town, man. I've been there a bunch of times over the years, and there's some great bars, restaurants, areas. I mean, it's just always been a weird city, a cool city, but it's, I mean, Colorado first to legalize weed. You know, you guys now psilocybin. They're opening a branch of a hospital there, I think, in Denver, that will be devoted to the understanding of, like, PTSD and the use of hallucinogens to treat it.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I could believe it.
Yeah. You've been busy with the dolls. How many dolls do you have, by the way?
So I have a total of 19 dolls. I believe there may be 15 on the website.
And did you buy them all? Did you have to get a loan, or did you have the money?
I have the money. Yeah, I didn't get any loan.
Yeah, because that's hard. Anybody. That's got to be tough walking to the bank. You're like, well, here's my business model. I think it's really going to work. So tell me this, Brian. Have you made all your money back and much more?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Good for you.
How long do you keep a girl in service before she's put out to pasture, as it were?
So typically after, you know, maybe three or four usage, they're still pretty, they're still in pretty good condition. We normally take them out and bring in a new doll.
Are you kidding?
They all stay pretty new.
Three or four?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have thought 30 or 40.
No, no. I mean, I'm pretty sure we could keep them in service that long, but we do take them out of service, and then we also sell them at a discounted price to some clients.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
Listen, you need to send one to us, and we'll just keep pimping you out. It's just to put her in the these guys know I've wanted one of these forever, not for to bang as much as to put in my bathroom at my house, sitting on the toilet because they pose really well. With her kind of like leaning over on her knees, on her elbows, and with her panties down, just so anytime someone tries to use the bathroom in my house, they think there's somebody in there taking a leak.
Well, if you have this sex doll in your house, you will bang it. For sure.
Yeah. I feel like that's true, and it's one of those things where you're like, you're alone, you've been drinking, you're like, nobody knows.
Man, it's a pandemic.
And
whatever.
Then, yeah, then the second you finish, you're like, I'm a filthy pig. Filthy pig.
Let me tell you this story really quick. So the first sex doll that I bought was Kendra. Mm-hmm. And I keep buying new versions of her. But when she first came in, I had plans to go to my lady's house, right? So
right.
The doll comes in, and I'm getting ready to leave the house to go see my lady. And I'm like, well, okay, the doll's right here. Let me see what it looks like. So I'm excited. So I open the box up. And then it comes in two pieces, the body. So I carry the body into my bedroom and set it up. And then I go back to the living room, grab the head, and put the head on the doll. And I'm like, oh, she's pretty. You know, she looks nice, whatever. So then I go back to the living room, and I grab the wig. I put the wig on her. And I'm like, wow, she's pretty attractive. All right, well, let me go see my lady. And then I go back to the living room, and I'm looking for my keys, and I cannot find my keys. So I go to my – I'm looking through the house, and I go to the bedroom. My keys are on my dresser. And I look at the doll again, I'm like, I gotta bang this. So,
yeah.
I did. And now it gets even more trippy. I'm gonna sum it up, wrap it up real quick. So I do it and I enjoy it. I go see my lady, and we don't even have sex that night. I wake up early just to make it home in time to bang the doll out one more time before I went to work. And me and my lady have great sex.
That's so great.
It was just crazy because the doll, being with the doll, it was all about me. I didn't have to worry about pleasing her.
Yeah, well, I know what I would be like. Because here's what I would have done. It would have been very similar. You'd put the head on, the hair, and like, then I'd be like, you know what you do. You'd be like, oh, look, there's her legs. You're like, well, that's her vagina, isn't it? No, you look around, you're like, one finger, like, whoop. Just,
I love his honesty.
There's just no way you don't do it like that. Where you're like, I'm just gonna just try a little. Mm-hmm. How? By the way, how is the feel?
The feel is very realistic.
Weird.
Is what I can say. I know we're on radio, so I can't be too.
Well, I mean, you could say it feels like a vagina. That's okay.
It feels pretty close, and then even the mouth.
Oh, I forgot about
pretty
that.
Much like the real, pretty close to the real thing.
Yes.
Because it creates a suction.
Wow. So I'm surprised that these dolls can't have their vaginas replaced.
Well, some can. So some come with the removable vagina. And as oddly as this may sound, we found out that the clients don't like the vagina that comes out.
Got it. Well, it probably doesn't look very realistic then.
It doesn't look as realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime you've got the poke and play, you know, where it's just like ker-chunk.
It pops off.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's not good. All right, listen, Brian. I wasn't sure this was real. Next time I have a buddy in Denver, can I have one delivered to his hotel room if I prepay it?
Absolutely. We could take care of that.
That would be hilarious. I would absolutely do it to a friend. Be like, hey, man, I got a chick coming by for you. Just have him deliver it. He'd have to uncrate the box. That would be fantastic. I love this. All right, listen.
Absolutely.
Brian, we're going to stay in touch. DenverDollLTD.com. I just like
absolutely.
This That's idea. Is this the only thing you do, by the way, for a living?
Yes. Yes, this is all that I do.
You are fantastic.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's an American dream right there.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Getting it done.
in a way, absolutely. I think so.
Listen, man, people get off, they feel better, they're happier, they're less frustrated. Even if it's weird to some, and if you got to pretend to this, that, or the other thing, listen, it's who cares? It's consensual, to one, and, you know, but nobody's being hurt. Everything's above board, and if someone feels better afterwards, and they walk away a little less of an a-hole, I say, man, you're doing the Lord's work.
Absolutely, and then they don't have to do anything illegal,
right?
You know, and jeopardize their livelihoods, jeopardize relationships, and things like that. So it's a legal way to get to create that sexual experience and not feel guilty, or with very little to no risk.
You need to set up a sexting part of this for extra money, where you guys have somebody that can text the guy, but then his favorite doll sends him dirty pictures of herself.
You know, that's something that we've been considering for like the last couple months, and we're just trying to work out the details.
Sure, you heat it up a little bit on the way, you know, to the big night. So for the week prior, like she's like, I'm ready to see you. This is Kendra. Like, what do you want to do? And then all of a sudden, you get an ass up picture. You're like, I don't know. This is amazing.
Absolutely, it adds to the experience.
Yeah, you
know? So that's a great idea.
And I know you guys, we'll have to get into this next time, but I know you have VR as well.
Yes, we do have the VR that you can rent as well, which by adding the VR, it really magnifies the experience, because now you get the sound, you know, so all of your senses are activated in this sexual experience. And then with the VR, you can watch whatever pornographic film or video you like, where you can, I don't know if you ever had on the VR, but it looks like the person is right in front of you, like you can actually touch them.
Yeah, so the VR is specific for the doll.
Well, it's just for the, I can say, it's just to enhance the...
Okay, gotcha.
Not specifically for the doll.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, you can watch your favorite video while you're interacting with the doll, and then it makes you feel like you're with that person.
Gotcha.
In the VR.
Because I've got like a PlayStation VR, which is completely over the top, super kick-ass. So I've seen the porn on there, and I'm always like, here's my problem with that. Listen, I'm weirded out enough that my girlfriend's going to walk in where I'm just beating it to death anyway. Last thing I need is her to walk in, and I got this goggle stuck to my goddamn head.
Hey, that should be fine. You know, if my lady walked in and she seen me with this goggle and me going to town because I got the VR headset on, she would just let me be.
Oh, yeah, she might would let me be. She wouldn't be mad. She just, I'm the one who's, I'd be like, oh, okay. Let's face it, because here's the truth, man, Brian. We walk in on a girl masturbating, we're like, oh, no, keep going. Just let me watch for a minute. She walks in, she goes, oh, I'm so sorry, and shuts the door. It's a totally different experience for each person. No, there's very few girls in the world that are like, man, that's my jam. Let me watch this.
Yes, you know, and luckily I'm with that type of woman that will let me watch or even join in and help.
Yeah, sure. Nice.
You know, so absolutely.
All right. Well, then maybe I'll just surprise my girlfriend and see what kind of a girl she is. She's never caught me, but maybe I'll just set it up where I'm like, just go into town when she walks in the door, and we'll see what her reaction
Surprise!
Is.
I know.
I think she might just start laughing.
Awesome.
Okay, man.
That'd be awesome.
All right, brother. Listen, I feel like we made a friend, man. You're just down the road. I'm sure at some point you'll get to Kansas City. Maybe you'll branch and even franchise out here.
You know, I'm not opposed to that.
All right.
I'm not opposed.
All right, you stay right there. Hold on a second. Hey, stay in touch with Brian.